Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Well, hello, beautiful people. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love devolve into BS. Bait and switch or other forms of BS, whatever it is, if it ain't love, we start grappling and reaching for other means of getting what we want in life from people. So I have chosen the simplicity of love. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today, the simplicity, the complexity, and the finality of love. So welcome to the broadcast. Welcome again. This is our fourth year at it, and I'm very proud of this project. This project has led me to take into my hands, into my metaphorical hands, as it were. Well, my hands, too, when I'm at the computer. And I'm working toward and leaning into a research of what love is, what love isn't, what love can become, how love has been devolved and reduced to overly simplistic ideas. So we'll get there in a minute. I want to talk to you some more about that, as you can imagine. But every broadcast of the Alive to Love broadcast, I'm happy to bring to you Love's Creed. Love's Creed is something I wrote over a decade ago for a New Year's resolution. It was something I had no idea I was going to be being so committed to it for beyond the year that I was in. But that year that I was in, and I kept repeating it to myself as much as I could think of it day in and day out, I realized this has a real meat to it for my life. This has a real priority sound to it for me. And so for 4 years here, I've presented to you Love's Creed so that you and I can just find our North Star in this. Make sure we're driving between the lines and making our target the practical application of love. Love's Creed will give you some of that, and I'll read that for you in total now. I'll come back to it, and then I'll ask you to repeat after me, just like I would a bride and groom at the wedding altar. Repeat after me in just a few moments. But here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I am not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. All right, now let's go back through it. I'll repeat a phrase. I'll give you the opportunity to say it for yourself. I do that because I feel like it's so vital for people to hear themselves commit to a principle. It's like the Pledge of Allegiance. Sure, you could put your hand over your heart in a crowd and say it to yourself, but why not let your ears hear your voice say what you believe? Same is true in liturgy at church. When we repeat the Apostles' Creed or the Lord's Prayer, when we're saying it out loud, something else is going on in our internal communication system. We're connecting. It's routing it into our internal meditation, our dialogue inside, and we're creating a path of conversation with ourselves. All right, here we go. Repeat after me. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it, Love's Creed. If you'd like a copy of that, you could email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's randydeanministries, all one word, all lowercase, at gmail. Send a request for it, and I'll send you a copy of my Love's Creed. No strings attached. Just want to make sure if you want it for your personal use, put it on a 3x5 card that's on your sun visor in your car, or maybe it's taped to your mirror in your bathroom, or perhaps it's just something you keep tucked in your purse or your pocket so you can pull it out when you're tempted to hate, when you're tempted to lower your priorities to something less than the highest priority of the human condition, and that is love. I told you earlier I wanted to talk to you about the simplicity, the complexity, and the finality of love. Simplicity, complexity, finality. There's a lot to be said about keeping our life as simple as possible. I think everybody listening to me realizes we do live pretty complex lives. Our lives get pretty busy in that sense. We have a lot of lists we keep around. If you're like me, you've got post-it notes everywhere that you have to remember to throw away when you finished the list on there, right? But beyond that, the simplicity that I want to talk about as far as love is concerned is the simple choice. It really is simple. No, it's not easy, but it's simple. To make the choice, to live love's creed, to recognize I'm alive to love, I'm not on this earth for hate, I'm alive for love. That's simple. It means that I have one idea about how I'm going to respond to people around me. I have one choice in this thing, and that is to love. I'm not going to reconsider love with each and every person. I'm not going to go back and say, well, you know what, love is far too hard in this case. No, my simple choice is to love. Now, that relates to people, but it also relates to yourself. To love your neighbor as yourself is what Christ said. So in order to love our neighbor adequately and in a healthy way, there's got to be some consistent self-love going on, that we are persistent and consistent about treating ourselves well. When you wonder if you're treating yourself well, you should just listen to how you talk to yourself. When you make a mistake or you forget something, oh my, today I left the house without a cup of coffee in my travel mug. That is unheard of. That's ridiculous for Randy Dean to leave the house without his travel mug full of coffee, but I did. I had so many other things on my mind, I forgot. But to put ourselves in memory of things that are far more simple than we may consider is to slow it down and to recognize no matter how else we may be flying through this life, we've got to keep it as simple as we can when it comes to a true North Star, a true connection to how I'm going to live this life. And you know, our complexities, which I'll talk about in a minute, our complexities are more clutter. We live in the clutter of, I got to do this, I got to go there, I got to come there, I got to make this call, I got to answer that text, I got to write that email. We got to pay this bill. I got to chase that guy down. I forgot to call. I forgot to reach out. All of those complexities are crowding us and keeping us from making quality, simple choices. One thing, to live our life for one thing, to have that one priority, love. How else will I manage my relationships? Love. How else will I manage myself? Love. How else will I talk to myself? Love. How else will I talk to other people? Love. When we truly chisel that one simple priority into our meditation, our self-talk, we've done ourselves so much of a favor. I don't pretend to say that that's easy. It isn't for me. I know that. I've said this here before. Whenever I've, as a pastor, when I've preached on love, I've always had people come to me later and say, well, You weren't as loving to me as I had hoped you would be. And I've learned to answer that by saying, you're probably right. I'm not a professor of love. I'm not a perfectionist at love. However, I'm reaching for being a professor. I'm reaching for perfection, and I'm not there. So please forgive me when I wasn't as loving as I could have been. That being said, the reality is it's a simple choice. The simplicity of love is found in the choice we make day in and day out. I don't think it can be made on one fell swoop. I think it has to be made day in and day out. And especially when our love gets seized by pains and sorrow or disappointment in others, or others have been rude and crude and challenged us in places where we weren't deserving of any challenge. Return to the simplicity of love. Now, the next level that I want to talk to you about is in that simplicity, it will lead you to complexities. So, for instance, in the complexities of love, there's a need to find some definitions of love. Read Brené Brown. I'm a big fan of Brené Brown and her works. A lot of people are. Look her up on TED Talks. I've got an Audible book in my phone right now. It's called The Power of Vulnerability. She's a phenomenal researcher who has looked into the work of vulnerability, but she has done some research. Now listen to this carefully. She did some research on love and connectedness among human beings. She was in some group meeting of about 3,000 researchers, and she asked them, how many of you have done extensive research on love and connectivity in terms of people being connected to one another? How many of you have done, out of 3,000 people, have done extensive research on love and connectedness? She said 2 researchers raised their hand. 2 out of 3,000. And she said, this is an irreducible human need. And the reality that we have not researched it speaks to our missing the point, colossal missing the point, right? We are all of us hardwired for love. Now, she did follow that up and say to these 3,000 researchers, she said, so now, how many of you in this room would be willing to walk out of this auditorium, out of this venue, and never again experience love? How many of you would be willing to do that? Well, nobody. And then she said, how many of you expect to walk out of here and go find love in your life? Everybody raised their hands. The dichotomy of that speaks to the complexity of love. The complexity of love is so challenging. It is so deep and wide and high. It does have its inherent disappointments. Right? When we have loved, we will be disappointed. You can't love without being disappointed. It's like any other positive trait. You can't be full of hope and not find yourself disappointed on a regular basis. But you have to choose, as I said to begin with, the simplicity of love. And in that simplicity, you will be led to the complexities. You'll have to make that choice simply, but then you're going to have to unpack the complexities. What is my definition of love? How do I expect love to show up in my life? What do I expect of myself in my loving? What are the bullet points, as it were, for how I love? Well, I would suggest to you 1 Corinthians 13, right? Love is all of that list in 1 Corinthians 13, a scripture we read in weddings. I just read a few weeks ago in a wedding, and yet that chapter on love was not written for a wedding. It was written for the church. It was written to a church that was fumbling and bumbling around with the gifts of the Spirit without the real most important fruit of the Spirit, and that is love. These three things abide, Paul said there in 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of those three is love. And he said, because love never fails. Well, it may never fail, but oh, baby, it is complex. Every married couple knows that love is complex. Every mama knows with your baby growing up, that love for that child is complex. It's not a 2 + 2 = 4. You're going to find yourself torn and wrenched with your teenage child when you're loving them. I know I tore my mom's heart up. I know my family felt the tearing priorities of my life when I was a high school kid, because my love for them was not what it could be or should be. I'm going to be nice to myself here. We are all of us faced with the complexities of love. And yet, in the simplicity of it, may we choose it as simple as we know how to breathe, as simple as we know how to open our eyes and get out of bed in the morning, as simple as we can possibly make it. Let's choose out of that simplicity to wrestle with the complexities. And finally, ironically, is the finality of love. Love is its own final assessment of the world around us. Love is its own final summation of how life can be lived. Because when we are in a relationship, we have to ask ourselves, is in the finality of this relationship, are we in love? Are we walking in love? Are we talking in love? Are we laboring toward love? Are we managing our conversations toward love? Are we filled with the simplicity of a daily choice to be in love? That's the finality of it. To ask hard questions of yourself, or to have a counselor ask you hard questions. Have your pastor, somebody who can, I like to say it this way, who can pull your card and say, are you loving? Are you willing in the final analysis to be a loving person? So the finality of love is how we sum up our life. You've been hearing me say here, and I pause a bit with this, because it really is a heavyweight comment on my part, a commitment and comment. But you've heard me say here recently that if there's any way possible, in the final breath of my life, if it's at all possible, and I can't guarantee it, but I'm going to reach for it. If it's possible, I want the final three words of my life to be, I love you. Wow. Talk about finality, right? That's really a final statement. I can't guarantee who will be with me. Maybe it's a complete stranger, a first responder to an accident. Maybe it's a doctor or a medical assistant. I don't know. I hope it's my family, but it may not be. Maybe it's a friend. I have no guarantees of anything in that regard. And maybe I'm alone. There's a thought. Maybe I'm alone. I hope not. I've always said as a pastor, no one deserves to die alone, no matter how bad they've been in this life. When we're dying and there's any chance at all for somebody to be present, no one should die alone. But that being said, my goal, if at all possible, is to let my final words be, I love you. So in that finality, and boy, is it that finality. In that finality, it would be a summation, wouldn't it? It'd be the summary of a life. It'd be a summary of my life. It could be a summary of your life. Maybe the finality isn't so much as heavyweight as that. Maybe it's just at the end of the day that you can finally say, I reached for love today. At the end of the day, when all your lists to do are either complete or not complete, did you love? Did you reach for love? Did you search for love? To that end, may each of us be able to, in the simplicity of love, make that choice. In the complexity of love, stay committed to the hardship, to the uphill climb, to the pioneer travel, the pilgrimage, the marathon run of love. Love is complex. And last but not least, finally, may we be committed to the finality of love. Love is the best summation of any life. It's the best summation of any day. And so one day to the next, if we are able, when we put our head on the pillow at night, to give some finality to the day with a question, was I a loving human being? And if not, then put love's creed in front of you for the morning and start your day out right with the simplicity, reaching for complexity, so that finally you can assess you've been a lover. Well, that's today's lesson, and I want to close, as we do every No BS Bishop, I'm Alive to Love, with some simple stuff. And the first thing is breathing. I just discovered that we breathe 20,000 times inhale, exhales per day, on average. Maybe more if we're working hard labor, or maybe less if we're resting or perhaps not feeling well and we're just in a hospital bed or in our recliner just resting. But on average, we're taking in air and exhaling air 20,000 times a day. Your body needs to know how to breathe well. And yes, our body has an automatic inhale-exhale, but beyond the automatic, we can train ourselves to breathe well by breathing deeply. When you take in a good long draw of breath and you hold it at the bottom of your lungs up against your diaphragm, you're really training your body to slow down and breathe well. So in a moment, I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to ask you to inhale the best way you can. Set up as straight as you know how. Put your feet flat on the floor. Hold your head up straight. And don't breathe in by raising your shoulders. Press your lungs downward, not upward, so you're filling that lower quadrant of your lungs. Okay? Count of three. Inhale the deepest breath you can. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it there. And exhale. That rhythm, that slowed down of the simplicity of our breathing, slowing it down and focusing on it, helps your breathing apparatus, your mindset about how well you're breathing in a day. I'm committed to it. I catch myself in a huff and a puff when I'm busy, and I am this week. I've got a lot on my plate. I've got a retreat that I'm participating in and teaching in, and then I've got a leader's retreat that I'm doing in Cleveland, Ohio later this month, and I've got a lot of projects on my plate right now, and I've had to tell myself, Randy, slow down. Breathe well. Like I said earlier, I walked out of my house today without a cup of coffee. That's because I'm not paying attention. And if I'm not paying attention to those small details, I'm certainly not paying attention to my breathing. It would do us all well to be better at it and more consistent with it for our mental health, our physical health, our blood pressure, and our calm and serenity. The second thing we do here in closing every No BS Bishop Alive to Love, I challenge you. I invite you to a rather awkward exercise. Yeah, it is an awkward thing. To look somebody in the eye and say the three most holy, magical, and powerful words in the human language. You know what they are, right? I love you. To be able to find time, make time, to look somebody in the eye, perhaps your wife, your husband, your significant other, your children, your grandchildren, whoever it may be, say with that intentionality and authenticity, I love you. I want you to hear me say it. Now, we can't make eye contact, obviously, but I want you to hear me say it to you, whoever you are. Maybe you've not heard it in days, weeks, and, oh, tragically, maybe months. I love you. And if you ask, well, how can you love me and not know me? Well, I go back to the first point of today. That's the simplicity of love. I've chosen to simply love everyone around me every day of my life. And yep, that'll lead me to complexity, but it will also lead me to a finality. That's been my 3 points for today. The simplicity, the complexity, and the finality of love. Challenge yourself. Rise to the occasion. Give yourself the high expectation that you're going to be a lover in this life. And remember what I said earlier. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. Listen to your own words as you fuss at yourself for mistakes you make. You know, when you slap your forehead and say, "Oh, you dummy." Well, you just were unloving to yourself. You were hateful to yourself. You wouldn't say that to another human being. I hope you wouldn't slap them in the forehead and say, "Oh, you dummy." I hope that wouldn't be the case. And how much more should it not be the case of speaking that way to yourself? Tragic, isn't it? But we do it. We do it. Well, I'm running out of time, and I'm kind of drifting on here. But I appreciate the honor of your time. I appreciate you trusting me with a half an hour of your life. We're here every Saturday night at 5:30 Central Standard Time and every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. Tell your friends about this broadcast. Make sure that you make this a part of your routine. And if you can't, make it a part of checking in on WPCA Radio website. And you can look me up in the archives, No BS Bishop. And if you would like some merchandise from the No BS Bishop where it says, "I'm the No BS Bishop," and it says some of the things I'm famous for saying, say it. "I love you." It'll be weird. It'll be awkward. I have shirts. I have coffee mugs that if you buy one of them, you can help support this effort right here on this radio broadcast, and you would help me develop a podcast and other means of this Love's Alive to Love mission. And if you need information on that, again, email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. Randy Dean Ministries, one word, all lowercase, @gmail. All right, I got to go. I've said that 4 times now. I love you all. Now rise and shine. Do something beautiful. Happy trails.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.